Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The cause of nearly every American war and the mother of today's corruption.
It's the Federal Reserve, okay? 0.5% of the citizens of this country own more assets than the bottom 90%. That's all happened over the last 10 years since 2008. The Federal Reserve, by the way, that's owned not by the American people, a central bank that's owned by 24 prime brokers, being J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. How does that work? We don't need to audit the Fed. We need to end the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has usurped its power and the power of the American people and our elective representatives. And no, they do not have the consent of the governed. We will not comply. We will not submit. And it must be ended.
The Federal Reserve banking system introduced the most destructive form of usury the modern world has ever known. A debt-based currency designed to rob and enslave entire nations. The Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air, and this has given the crooks who wield it the power and influence to create their own corporate government within the United States. And the IRS has made every hard-working American into a criminal, guilty until proven innocent. The IRS was always seen as unconstitutional, but in 1913, the powers of the IRS were weaponized and made de facto law by the 16th Amendment, never properly ratified, which states that the government can collect a percentage of everyone's income. Over 50% of Americans refuse this unconstitutional amendment. But the IRS will come after you. They have a long reputation for targeting religious groups and political opponents, and it's only looking to get much worse. The Inflation Reduction Act guarantees more inflation with the billions of dollars required to be printed out of thin air. And while local police are defunded so that violent criminals are set free, the IRS is being funded to hire over 80,000 new agents to make sure everyone is paying their taxes. And they have recently bought 5 million rounds of ammunition. They are building their own police force to execute search warrants, make arrests, and exert the use of deadly force. While many liberal progressives may argue that the crimes of the Federal Reserve are necessary, they are hurting people worldwide. Because it's the world's reserve currency, 40% of international transactions are in USD. And as the Fed continues pushing the illusion of a strong dollar, the rest of the world is made poor. If the Americans don't remedy the situation soon, then the international community has a reasonable excuse to get involved. The entire international fiat system is collapsing, and the crooks responsible will be selling us a new centralized digital currency, which is obviously another trap. But the alternative is simple. Restore the constitutional republic to promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty with sound money backed by gold and silver. End the Fed, the IRS, the CIA, the FBI. It's written right there on your $100 reserve note. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government that will most benefit their safety and happiness.
What is the highest federal income tax any American should have to pay?
Well, we should have the lowest tax that we've ever had, and up until 1913 it was 0%. What's bad about that? Now, I would like to follow up on that because I think the question on taxes is generally misleading, because anytime you spend money, it's a tax. You might tax, you might borrow, you might inflate. The vicious tax is attacking the American people, the retired people today, is the inflation tax. The devaluation of the currency, the standard of living is going down, and you need to address that. And that's why I want to make the inflation tax zero as well.
So your answer is zero.
Zero.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All right, we're back now. We're live at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. And I'm about to be joined by Bob Barnes, who is going to be giving us his latest analysis of the Trump raid. Now that we have the dust kind of settling on this a week later, what do we know? What don't we know? We'll get Bob Barnes' legal take coming up very shortly. In the meantime, I want to give a big thanks to the great callers we had today, calling in and talking about the products and plugging the products and supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. It is truly your support that keeps us on the air. Cannot emphasize that enough. And remember, the signed edition of The Great Reset, The War for the World by Alex Jones. I don't know if this is going to last much longer, folks. I have a feeling when Alex gets back and he sees how many orders and he knows he's going to have to sign thousands of these books, he may just call it off when he gets back in studio tomorrow. That's the plan. So get your signed copy today at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, his latest book. Already getting rave reviews. And people like Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson and others talking about how great it is. So get your signed copy now at InfoWarsStore.com. I think we're still getting Bob connected, guys, so should I go to a call? All right, let's do that. We're getting connected with Barnes, and so we'll go back to the phone lines then. And we go to Shane in Ohio. Shane, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, first time you ever fake news me was last night when you said Jones was going to be there today. First time.
He was on this morning.
Oh, I never seen him. I was at work, bro.
All right. Well, you're half and half because
right,
he did.
All right. So you're still clean.
He did do three segments this morning, but I did promote it like he was going to host the whole show, and that was the plan. But here I am. So
right,
you're stuck
so you're,
with me again.
Clean. All right, you're clean, bro. You're clean. So I just wanted to say about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. They had the search warrant that had a specific list, right? The specific list of things they were going after. They had a list. Why did it take 9 hours? Why were they there 9 hours searching?
Yeah, none of it adds up. And to be honest, I don't even trust that list.
You know what? I think they were looking for Epstein's client list. That's what I think.
There's so many questions, and I'm looking forward to see what Bob thinks about it, because there's so many different angles. There's so many deep state elements that are scared of what Trump might have or what Trump might know. It's like, how do you know? Are they all operating together to go in there, or was this one person freaking out?
Man, it's crazy. That's all I know. But a couple years ago, I left social media, right? Once they took Alex and you and everybody off at once, like, once y'all disappeared, we stayed on Facebook trying to keep the show on. Every live, we'd all get banned, you know. And so I left social media alone completely for 2 years. I want to tell the Facebook people, man, Wayne and Steve and JJ and all of y'all, man, I miss y'all, man, seriously. I know y'all are listening, but it's crazy, man. I hope y'all make it through this, man. I really do.
Well, that's the plan, and we're going to fight and scratch and claw to be on here every day if that's what it takes. But we've got a great audience that supports us and prays for us, and you guys shop at our store. So, I mean, we're gonna chug it out. Every day is a victory for free speech that we're on air every day. So just, you know, when they have their victory against free speech, that'll be the day we're off air. But here we are another day still on the air. Shane, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, it says you want to talk about Carmela Harris on the board.
Absolutely. I hope you can ask Robert Barnes at some point, either on the air or off the air, is he aware that she is a Jamaican citizen at birth under their constitution, Chapter 2, Paragraph 3C? She's a citizen of Jamaica from the moment of her birth, even though she was born in Oakland, California. So she's a dual citizen at best. That's supposed to be disallowed under the natural born citizen Article 2 requirement. And it's a constitutional issue. This is right down Barnes's alley.
Barnes. When we get Barnes on, I will ask him if Carmela is a legitimate. But maybe that's why they made her vice president, so when they got rid of Biden, Pelosi could slip in.
Right. But I don't think he's aware that she's a Jamaican citizen. That's the biggest issue. It's not just about the 14th Amendment. It's about whether he knows she's a Jamaican citizen at birth. Okay, thanks.
I will bring that up, and I'm sure Bob will be with us in the next segment. Let's go to another caller then. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Great show, as always. Did you hear about that, like, an event called the Pit a few days ago? About, like, election integrity and stuff. It was the True to Vote people.
I did not, no.
Yeah, it was about, like, they had a system where it's, like, real time. You could report on, like, people, like, breaking election laws and stuff like that. And they were talking about, like, other things. I didn't see the whole thing, but it's, like, on Rumble. You could probably find it on that.
I am planning on covering this later on the War Room. There's hilarious mainstream media stories from over the weekend, and they're panicked, and they're like, Republican conspiracy theorists and vote deniers are campaigning outside of drop boxes and are staking out mail-in drop boxes. And the simple response would be, if you're not cheating, why does that bother you?
Yeah, and they actually said that they were going to shut off the cameras, like, towards the end of the show. It was called The Pit.
Well,
to, like,
thank God for 2,000 Mules exposing the mail-in Dropbox ballot fraud that happened in 2020. So maybe we can keep that out of the next elections.
Yeah, they said there's supposed to be a lot more about the 2020 election coming out, about the shooting and stuff. But I actually think that the devolution stuff is real. And I actually heard that Trump, they overturned the election, and Trump's going to be coming back in, like, December or January.
Yeah, I mean, look, those kind of pipe dream, pie-in-the-sky predictions never seem to come true. It sounds nice. It might even like, you know, be the legitimate thing, but
some paperwork before he left.
Well, here's what bothers me. Trump continues to put out statements on his Truth Social account because he's banned everywhere. And so then people have to repost them on Twitter and other mainstream media platforms. But he keeps putting out these statements about how corrupt the FBI is, and how corrupt Comey was, and Stroke and Page and all these people. And, you know, it's kind of like, hey, man, you let them go. Like, you had them dead to rights. Why didn't you do anything about it? Now it's coming back to bite you? Like, duh. Maybe you say that's a strategy he's using, but it's kind of just, it's baffling. You're sitting here reading about the guy who was president when all the corruption was going on, complaining about the corruption.
Yeah, but I think Durham's scope is bigger than, like, just the Russia stuff. So I think Durham is actually going to play a big part in it.
Well, my friend, I hope you're right, but I would not bet on that. I would not put too much stake in Durham to do anything, quite frankly. He's had, what, like 4 years? And what is he even doing? It's like he's just growing a mustache or something. So I hope you're right, but I've just heard about that song and dance for way too long with no fruits to put any stake in it, unfortunately. But it'd be nice. It would be nice. All right, Bob Barnes coming up next on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With Bob Barnes. Hopefully we'll work that out. In the meantime, though, we still got callers on the air ready to go, so we'll just keep taking calls. I got no problem with that. I do plan on, when I host the War Room, getting into all the news coverage. So if you're looking for news coverage today, we'll have that coming up on the War Room, all the latest breaking news. But for the meantime, we go back to the phones, and we've got Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Oh, and you're the man, brother.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's safe to assume I'm a man, by the way. I'm not offended by that at all.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the world we're in. We can't assume those things.
You never know. It's funny, though, when I'm out, like, and I make jokes about that, most people laugh. Most people know it's complete clown world crap, you know, men or women stuff.
I get the same thing. Even doctors also ask which gender you are, and I'll say, we're not allowed to ask that these days, are we?
Yeah. Now, most people know it's crap.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just want to get, you know, I'm just losing my mind over here. I mean, there's a little bit of faith up here in the Northeast. You know, it is pretty much considered liberalism and everything, but South Jersey is a little bit of a, you get 50 states and one in New Jersey. South Jersey is a little bit more farmland and everything. So we do have some Trump and anti-establishment, you know, supporters down here as far as that goes. InfoWars have been pumping you guys up. I've been watching you not too long, but long enough and putting in the hours on you. I love the team and the satire videos, Greg Reese videos. I mean, you guys crack me up. I love Alex doing his opera when he was freaking out.
Well, that's great. I always like it. You know, we're obviously serious here. But if we can lighten your day with humor, that means a lot too. When did you start listening to InfoWars, Chris?
I guess it's been about a year now. I remember somebody had told me about Alex and everything, but hard to get a hold of you guys. I got the app on my phone and everything. I do it there, and you know I have a channel I'm able to get, but it always seems to break the signal up with you guys. So I always have you on the app on the phone and stuff like that, but.
It's so wild to me when I take calls from people that have only been listening for a year or so because, I mean, the audience just keeps growing. The awakening just keeps growing. And, I mean, it's wild to me to think that I'm like a veteran in this now. That's what's so crazy about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess somebody pulled the wool over my eyes and I just see what's going on. I've always felt like this is craziness. And then to see you guys actually putting everything that I was thinking, you know, just like, you know, we're on the same team here. So.
Well, see, that's what it is. The world is crazy. You're not alone out there, but there's no reception of your ideas, or there's no reverberation of your ideas. So they're stuck in your head, and you feel isolated, and you feel alone. And then you tune into InfoWars, and you realize, oh wait, there's millions of us out here. We're not alone. I have been right. My inclinations, my notions, my logic has been right. It's just been, I've been cut off from the feed. I've been cut off from the spirit. I've been cut off from the transmission.
Exactly. And, you know, things that you guys are putting out there, like I said, I'm in Jersey, you're in Texas, but just as simple as during Pride Month, you showed the video of them and the what's it called, the masquerades, the drag shows. And now I was freaking out about that. Now they're having them up here in local bars and restaurants.
Oh, it's crazy. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
I'm blackballed. I told them all. I'll never be in your establishment again as long as you're doing that.
Imagine that. Trans kids. They want trans kids now. They want to chop little girls' breasts off, and they want to chop little boys' testicles off. I mean, and it's promoted. It's promoted.
Really. And the other thing that really, really made me want to, Lord, I was stressing out today and I had to call and just get on with you guys, finally call anyway at the time, but I was getting lunch at a local, little convenience store. As we're getting closer to November and as CDC releases the restrictions and pretty much shows their hand, they're full of crap this whole time. People are putting masks on more now.
Oh my gosh. I see people in masks. I mean, tell me you're a brainwashed fool without telling me you're a brainwashed fool. These people running around in masks. And all the studies came out on the masks, folks, dozens of studies. The masks make you sick. They're not helping. They're making you sick.
And we're the crazy ones. They follow the science. The science is telling us we were right, but you failed to look at it.
It's just wild, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call. Glad to have you here. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Jeff in Maryland up there. We'll stay on the East Coast. Jeff, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
He's pretty weird.
All right, we got one dump in, but you can't curse again.
Oh, don't worry about it. I won't. I'm asking you if you could possibly touch on the case. Touch on the case of, like, what the American people could do against the insurance situation, because it's still coming out. I didn't know if that's something that we could start a petition for or something of that nature.
I'm not sure I understand it. You mean just getting the information from the insurance companies?
Well, they're all coming out and saying that, there's three times the amount of people that have been killed this year. And, due to the vaccine effects and things of that nature. So I didn't know if down the road that would be something that we could bring out, put a mass movement against the these companies, CEOs, and things of that nature.
Well, here's the problem. The information will come out, and we'll cover it, and we'll play the quotes from lawyers and insurance company executives and everything, but it's not going to get 1% of the coverage that the fear-mongering for COVID got. And so that's the problem, is it just doesn't reach that critical mass that it needs to. And that's why InfoWars has to stay on air. And that's why they want us off air, because they know that the closest thing to getting information like that out is right here. This is as close to critical mass to get that information out. And so that's why they want it shut down.
Well, let me just tell you, every day I drink my Patriot Blend, and I probably spent nearly $9,000 in the store. I have two of the signed copies coming. And I bought more of the regular ones on Amazon for the family. So I'm doing everything I can to keep the movement on, and to all the info warriors out there around the world, and stay blessed and talk and do everything you can. Shake hands and make plans and keep the word alive.
Well, Jeff, we can't thank you enough. It's the audience members like you that keep us on the air. And you know, that's the thing about the InfoWars dynamic that I think separates us from the rest, is we just have a direct connection, or rather you have a direct investment in the company. You have a direct investment in free speech and what we do here. And so if you don't like the investment, you don't shop. If you do like the investment, you continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what happens, is people continue to shop. And, you know, they obviously want to get us shut down, and so they're going to have to take big shots to do it. And in that process, they're going to increase traffic to our shows. And so they've increased the traffic to our show, but now they're just even more desperate to get it off the air, because our numbers continue to go up despite the attacks and censorship.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks. The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world. And if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Hit The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Joined by Bob Barnes, unfortunately, but fortunately for you on the line, we're going to take your call now. We will be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. In the meantime, though, folks, we'll go back to the phone lines. Remember, get your exclusive signed copy of Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we go to the West Coast now. David is called in from California. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
It's good, thanks.
We've talked before. I've called in about the transgender topic a while back, and you also mentioned that we should start, getting activated in our local communities and stuff. And so I figured I'd start my campaign because I decided to run for school board in my area. And I feel that I would be a good candidate for that. So I just also want to thank the crew because you guys are awesome. And I also wanted to give a quick plug to your hair and beard supplement. I've been on it for about a month now. And being an ex-transgender and trying to find supplements that would actually help grow my beard back, yours seems to be working pretty well.
So that is an amazing story.
So what I want to start off with is that I'm running for Monterey Peninsula Unified School District Board of Education, Trustee Area 2. I am truly grassroots, and I have my education from Hillsdale College, mostly about the U.S. documents, the understanding of the K-12 educational system, going down to classic children's literature.
Now, Hillsdale is the one that they used to do their marketing on Limbaugh's show for years, right?
Yes. Yes, they did.
That's right.
And that's when I started, and I just completed most of the courses, and I got my certifications. And they're not degrees, so I'm running against people who have degrees like BMAs and AAs and stuff like that. So I'm trying to figure out like some of these people that I'm running against. They don't seem one person seems pretty legit, but the other guy, I don't know. He seems pretty fishy, and people around the area in my area seem like he seems a little fishy myself. I don't want to give the names out or anything. But
you're the answer, though. This is the answer. Taking action, getting locally, political action, getting into office. I mean, that is one of the many solutions, but that is one of the biggest solutions. It's just getting patriots, getting good people activated politically, because we've just been on the sidelines and out of the fight for so long because we've just had it so good in this country. But we see our lifestyle slipping away, so good people like David are running for office now. David, thank you for the call. Best of luck with that. Hopefully we'll hear a success story down there. Let's go to Mike now in Colorado. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's a guy who called earlier about Trump's a con man, and I understand why people are frustrated. I'm frustrated, and I think the whole base is frustrated with the whole COVID nonsense and how he went along with it. But I have a strange theory. I have a feeling, people like Reagan, Lincoln, Trump, they tend to break through the establishment thing. I have a feeling that the people that on top that control everything come to these people and go, okay, look, there's no way we can stop you. We'll stay out of your way. We'll let you do your thing. But you got to do one thing for us. With Trump, it was COVID. With Ronald Reagan, it was amnesty. And my feeling, because if you look at history and the Civil War, it was a very unavoidable war. We could have dealt with it legislatively better. I think that they went to Lincoln and said, you got to start a civil war. And then when they actually won and America wasn't destroyed, they assassinated them. So I think there's something with they get these populist people in because it looked way too obvious and the people would revolt. And they go along, but they give them one thing they have to do to make their globalist plan work.
It's an interesting theory with the historical references there as well. I would be more along the belief that Trump was genuinely fooled by the COVID stuff. He should have gone with his original instincts to just say, hey, it's probably going to be like the flu, but we still shouldn't lock stuff down like this. And instead, he had the real true con artists like Anthony Fauci in his ear, lying to him, tricking him, deceiving him, and he went along with it. And so maybe he's embarrassed that he went along with it, and that's still kind of why he doubles and triples down on it. But I think the likelihood is more that he was deceived in the process than he was going along to get along, as you might suggest. But certainly an interesting take with the historical background there as well, Mike. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to, this is always fun, Shrimp Dog in Texas. Shrimp Dog back on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, nice to hear from you. Nice to hear your voice again. Love you, brother. May Yahweh bless you and all your loved ones. I made a meme for you. Looks like it's about a year ago now on Brighteon. It's old, but I wish you'd check it out because I think you'd like it. It's under Shrimp Dog Archives. and that's DAWG. But anyways, you know, 2 weeks in a row at the congregation, there's been people that took the vaccine that's been waiting to hear what I got to say about Alex Jones. And for 2 weeks, they've been arguing that he did get a chance to defend himself. And when I finally proved they were wrong, that what they were watching was during the punitive damages stages, after he had already been pronounced guilty, after I proved they were wrong, they were arguing me down for 2 weeks, only thing they could say was, well, good. We still think that he got what he deserved. And I said, so the same thing could happen to you. No, it would never happen to me. But, you know, so I'm hoping they're still thinking about it and realizing how wrong they are. Because I tried to handle it with tenderness and gentleness, because this is my brotherhood at the assembly, you see. But anyway,
but the problem is, this is like any other, thing that you might do in your life that feels good in the moment, but you know is going to hurt you the next day, let's say. And so they just feel so good. It's just such, it's just so much joy to them to see Alex Jones get tarred and feathered in public. They just love it so much. And that's why they try to deny what they're really into, and then they just admit it's like, okay, yeah, we just like watching this man get tortured and suffer. That's really what it is.
I agree to that, but then also to add to it, you know, I psychoanalyzed it even more. You know, they took the vaccine they want Alex to be discredited because it makes them feel better because they have buyer's remorse about taking the vaccine. And I told them, I don't care if Alex Jones' reputation gets nuked or not, which it isn't, I put in parentheses, the vaccines are still dangerous. So it's a moot point and a design distraction. So get out of my face with that bull crap, you know what I mean? But anyway, before we run out of time, that guy brought up empshield.com. There's a guy I want you to interview. The lady, I like her approach. I'm going to use her same approach. I wish you would interview Stephen Ben Noon. He's also empshield.com, he uses them as sponsor, whatever. And he pulled out that Trump is heavily invested in the vaccine. So all that, you know,
I've heard that theory. I've never seen any proof of that. And
Stephen Ben
Noon. I just feel like if that were true, even the media that promoted the vaccine, they would still be hammering Trump over that. I mean, I don't know how they would let that one slide. But I don't know. I've heard different people say that, and I have not really seen any evidence of that. And I feel like the media would attack Trump on that if that were the case. Shrimp Dog, good to hear from you again. Let's squeeze one in. Last 60 seconds here. Patty in Boston. Patty, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
My man, I'm glad to hear that you're saying you're a veteran of the InfoWars, because it's actually kind of wild that you've been there for so long, right? I mean, this is kind of,
well, that's,
you know,
it's strange, because people call and they're like, I've been listening 3 years or 4 years. It's like, holy smokes, like, I've been here a long time now.
For the last 4 years, I've been, I think you deserve a Purple Heart for getting spanked by me as badly as you have. I think, like, you've got stripes across your back, like you should call me Pontius Pilate.
It's funny you say that, Patty. It's funny that you call in and say that, Patty, because nobody's heard of you. So,
yeah, I know.
You're fluffing yourself up on the air. This is the highlight of your day. This is the highlight of your month, probably. And I'm glad I could be a part of it. I'm truly glad I could bring you this great honor to have you on the air.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
This is the parable of watch where you take your next step. And don't take it for granted that there might always be level ground under your feet. I was walking along yesterday with my wife here in Omaha, Nebraska, walking our French Bulldog. And up ahead, I saw a really cool mural of what looked like an eagle with a toucan's head on it. So I was looking ahead at that mural way down the street we're about to show you, and then something pretty interesting happened. But just look ahead of you. Doesn't look like any threat on that street. Looks completely flat, looks nice. Zoom in. You can see the mural I was talking about right there. But as you get closer, if you're actually watching the ground, you'll see something a little bit different. And this ties into so many things. Let's go ahead and start walking down there together. I see some people are looking at their phones. Some people are looking at the mirror on the wall. But some people are looking at the ground. So I was walking along here looking at that eagle with a toucan head, and right when we got here, someone's already filled it up since yesterday, thank God. This hole. Oh, excuse me, I'm wrong. This hole was wide open. And I stepped into it. It was about a foot deeper here, so it looks like they've dumped something in there. But imagine who was drilling these holes in the sidewalk and not thinking that somebody might step in it and break their leg. We just saw that guy on his phone. He almost stepped in it. I was about to warn him, but he saw it and stepped around it. So I'm here looking at this, I guess Mexican eagle is what you'd call it. Distracted. There's an even cooler part of the mural over here. And almost broke my leg. I blew my Achilles out 8 years ago and Big Ben stepping in a hole. Just like that, but that was in the dark. That was my fault. So what's the moral of this story? If I was a litigious person, I could sue the city of Omaha, Nebraska, where my wife's from, for $1 million for drilling this recent hole. You can see the spray paint where they marked it and they're putting conduit in or something. Perfect to break your leg. But I'm not going to do it. But whoever was over this job, the city of Omaha, you need to fire whoever was in charge of this, let this happen. Now, let me tell you what else happened yesterday. We went over and got a big pile of bricks, which have now been removed. And we went and piled them up around it. Someone's removed those bricks. They didn't bring them back over here. We grabbed a few of these bricks to put them around it so that people would see it when they're walking. They would think, oh, what's that? And someone removed those. So since we were here yesterday, when this happened, we put bricks all around it. Someone's removed those bricks, but doesn't think this is a problem. And again, this morning we had breakfast. And walked over here. And just as we were here yesterday, someone's removed the bricks, and we saw a man walking with a cell phone almost step into it, but he went around it at the last minute. So that's what we're talking about here. Now, there's a lot of examples of this, but just a few weeks ago when I was leaving trial in the kangaroo court in Austin, I saw an old man with what looked like his wife on the side of the road holding his chest. So I told my security guys, pull over, let's help him. And I didn't put that video out because people will say, oh, you're being opportunistic, showing you're a hero. It's not heroic when you see somebody having a heart attack, and indeed he was having heart problems, he has a heart condition, to get out of your car and help him. I would expect somebody to help me. So see, that's the opposite of being litigious. That's just caring about people and getting involved. But more and more, you see reports where somebody gets hit by a car on the road, and people just drive by and don't help them, especially in places like China. Or people see a woman being right in the middle of the street, nobody helps her, you see those reports. But this is an example of government completely breaking down. What low IQ person cuts this freshly cut hole, you can see it's fresh, and then doesn't fill it? They filled this one, but they didn't fill that one. And again, this is a microcosm of not just government refusing to fill potholes now. Now they make holes in the ground where anybody, a child, an old lady, you name it, could break their leg. And it sure hurt my already hurt Achilles when I stepped into that. And it's just very frustrating. And so my crew were like, hey, we're not litigious, but you ought to sue them and make them stop doing that. That won't make them stop. We need to fire incompetent people. Somebody needs to get in trouble for this right here. Like, I saw this fellow earlier walking by. You almost stepped in that hole, didn't you, brother?
Hey,
Ned. Hey, how you doing, man? I stepped in that yesterday, and I was about to warn you, but you were smart, and you stepped around it.
I tried to be smart. Are you Alex Jones?
I am Alex Jones. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
No, but I saw you down there. I'm like, we're walking down here shooting a report, because I almost broke my leg that yesterday. I was looking at the cool mural.
Yeah.
And I just stepped right in that hole.
Can I get a picture?
Sure, man.
Sorry, I don't have, like...
That didn't bother me.
Well...
So you saw that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of.
Is this not insane?
That's pretty insane, yeah.
And it's brand new. What do you think of this? I mean, this is just, like, why would you do that?
Yeah, man, that's kind of interesting. Looks like maybe they're fixing it. Well, they are doing a lot of construction here.
No, I know, but, I mean, anybody knows a hole in the sidewalk is not good.
That's true.
Like, check this out. They filled this one.
Yeah.
And then I guess they thought, well, we're not going to be worried about this one over here.
Ran out of gravel, man. You know?
Well, God bless you, man.
Yeah. Take care.
So, anyways, that was the guy I saw almost stepping in the hole. So, this is a real story. And, I mean, I can show you my Achilles heel. Just go ahead and show people this. Again, I was in Big Bend 8 years ago. I never got it fixed. See the tear in it right there? See how there's no Achilles? They're almost done. That's the torn Achilles. You see over here, I got an Achilles. That's normal Achilles. It was a hole just like that that somebody had put in the parking lot, out the edge of the parking lot in Big Bend National Park, and I stepped in it. And again, I'm not whining. This is not about me stepping in a hole. This is about realizing this is a metaphor for society. Open borders, letting them ship fentanyl in. When we don't care about our fellow humans, we don't deal with stuff like this, it's going to cause a problem. So I want to know who came and took the bricks away. I want to know why this is going on. I guarantee you, once this goes on air, the city of Omaha is going to do something. But I feel bad even leaving this open. I'm sure whoever's bricks are on the side of that building, they're willing to volunteer them. So I'm going to go ahead and just fill this hole up. Yeah, that guy almost stepped in the hole. He said, well, he kind of saw it. Maybe he just stepped around it magically or something. But we take too many breaks to fill us. We don't have enough anymore. All right, so that's the parable of the hole drilled in the sidewalk. The parable of the what the hell is happening to society that someone would walk off and leave that. Why would they fill that but not fill that? And that, my friends, is the big question. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's the news today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this end, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast control. World government. Shut down infrastructure. Shivering link to China. Look at this person.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.